This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio here tonight. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the alleged scam coin that apparently Kim Kardashian is being sued over promoting last year. It's called Ethereum Max, and I'm only telling you that to beware of this thing, not to actually try to promote it, because it looks like it's just completely useless. But we'll get into that. First, though, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, today is the 13th year anniversary of the West Side murder victims that got dug up. They found 13 bodies that were murdered, and they're trying to still catch the murderer. They still haven't caught him yet. So I think there is like a $100,000 reward if they could get tips right now.
Is this the what they call the West Mesa murders, 11 women whose remains were found in 2009?
That's correct. Mm. Yeah, that's correct.
Yikes.
But I know. So then, you know, I blame the laws here in New Mexico that are very they promote human trafficking here. It's very easy.
Who promotes human trafficking? Who did you say you blame?
The laws, she said.
Yeah, the laws here, the New Mexico, they have the laws here do not protect women as they do in, like, New England, your area.
But is that the same as promoting human trafficking?
Well, I don't know about promoting, but the pimps, they come in here, and then they could do all this stuff. I mean, look at how audacious they are. They murder 13 women, and they bury
them. We don't know who murdered them at this point. The theory is this had to do with, you know, like a human trafficking ring. But I don't know what kind of evidence they have for that at this point.
Well, I would be interested, Sarah, if you could tell us, like, which laws you think promote human trafficking or at least don't condemn it.
Well, here in New Mexico, see, we've been trying to pass that. They've been trying, if a woman get, let's say, get beat up, domestic violence, or get raped. See, I remember in Massachusetts, you'd make one police call, the state presses the charges for you. You never have to see the victim again in court. You never have to go to court. And they try to pass that here, and it bombed. So then the
woman
doesn't
make any sense.
I know about that.
I'm not sure if that's true, because I'm from Massachusetts, and that hasn't been the case in not my personal experience, but, like, from what I've seen, I've had women, like, actively try to place restraining orders on people in the courts in Massachusetts, be like, well, we don't have enough evidence.
Mm. We also know somebody in Massachusetts who called the cops because there was a stalker at her house and they never showed up.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, Sarah, I don't know. Were you living in Massachusetts or something? Where did you get that information?
Well, I mean, well, that's what happened to me about 22 years ago. I visited one of my neighbors and he showed him, he stood in front of the door with his ding-dong hanging.
Oh,
and
I
got so startled, I barely pried him off the door. I scrambled out, and I managed to report it.
Uh-huh.
But the state presses the charges for you. I never have to go to court unless I wanted to.
No, okay, that's not how court works.
So that was in Massachusetts, you're saying?
How old were you at the time?
I think I was 31.
Okay. I mean, that's not how court works, generally. If that person took a plea deal, then yes, you would not have to go to court. However, if that guy said, hey, it's my house. I can be naked if I want to. I'm going, you know, not guilty. I'm going to trial. Then you would absolutely be called in as a witness in that case. There's no way around that, Sarah.
That'd be crazy. That'd be so bad. I mean, there'd be no due process if you couldn't go to court for that.
You have to be able to confront the accuser. And if you're the accuser, even if you're not the one bringing the charges, it's most in most cases, it's the police that bring charges.
So this is a story from Massachusetts. One of my friends was raped as a child, and she had to go to court to confront, like, as literally a six-year-old child, and, like, in court, like, testify and essentially confront her rapist. So that's the experience that I have had in Massachusetts. So I don't know. That's just what I have.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the constitutional requirements is that if someone's accusing you of a thing, they got to go on the stand.
Yeah.
They got to take an oath, and you have the ability to cross-examine that person in that case. So, Sarah, if what happened in your case was they may have charged this guy, and he might have said, yeah, I did it, I was drunk or whatever, and okay, I'll take the guilty plea, and they probably pled him down to a misdemeanor, you know, lewd conduct or something like that, and, you know, then he paid a fine, and you probably didn't see a dime of it because it all went to the state, and, you know, he probably had to do some community service, maybe even spend a little bit of time in jail, and that's why you didn't have to go to court. There's not some sort of pass, some sort of free pass where you can just make a, you know, an allegation at somebody and guarantee that you won't have to sit in a courtroom someday. But let's get back to the human trafficking issue, because that's a pretty scary thing, right? Like, there's a lot of talk in the mainstream media about human trafficking and how bad it is, and it is bad. I mean, let's be clear. It's not a good thing to turn humans into slaves. But if you really want to stop human trafficking, Sarah, the right way to do it is not to empower the police and give them more, you know, create more laws and more regulations and, you know, more give the cops more toys. It's to legalize prostitution. That's how you do it. You make it so ladies and guys that want to go and sell their services, their sexual services for cash or crypto or whatever, should be free to do that. And that will basically, I mean, it won't end slavery completely, but it will put an end to a lot of it, essentially overnight.
Yes, there are laughs, but right now there's a premium on sex work to where people have the incentive to become pimps and, you know, grab people off the street and turn them into sex slaves because there's not already a market for it where it would be cheaper.
And it's so dangerous because of the way that prostitutes kind of have to live their life to not get arrested by the police.
Right.
It's very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sarah, your thoughts?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened. The thing is that's why that's why I always accuse you of that you're crazy and a lot of the ideas are ridiculous. But I still like the opportunity that you give me to talk about these issues on the show. But,
okay, but you don't get to just say you're crazy. You need to come up with a reason why legalizing prostitution in your mind is a bad plan, because there's a lot of people who work in that business who will tell you, and they will, when these bills come up before various different state houses, they will come and speak, and they will explain to these old people in the state house as to why prostitution is made more dangerous because it's illegal. Same reason why alcohol was more dangerous when it was illegal. Prohibition does that to things. I mean, what part of that don't you understand?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, do you think that it's the original design that people were meant to have multiple partners for sex? Do you think that was the original design? We weren't meant to do that?
I think people have differing opinions about that, and I'm not sure what that is. How is that relevant to the question about prostitution?
I think it's just different person to person. Like, some people want to be monogamous, like me, and some people don't want to be.
Correct.
I don't care what people do.
Can you imagine, like, having to be with the first person you ever had sex with, Sarah, for the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know. Mormons are that way. But again, you know, we all live in separate realities. That's what I was telling you, man, is that your reality does not fit in with everybody else's reality. And just because whatever you believe doesn't make it your way is right.
Well, you're the one that's believing in fantasies. You believe that laws are going to stop murderers from murdering. Like, they're going to be like, oh, that's illegal. Let me not murder just because it's not illegal. That's a fantasy.
Well, and also, when did laws ever stop women from, you know, turning tricks? When did it ever stop pimps from pimping? I mean, that's the things that you're identifying here, Sarah, as problems are problems because they are illegal. Thank you for the call tonight. If you legalize prostitution, it becomes way more safe. The ladies are safer. The Johns are safer as well. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We can talk about it coming up. It's Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So, Kim Kardashian and some other internet celebrity types got caught up in what some people are saying is a scam coin, a pump and dump scam. And we told you about this last summer. So
and we told you it was a scam.
And we told you it was probably a really bad idea to get involved in. And now people are so upset, they're suing Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather over their promotion of this thing called Ethereum Max. We can tell you more about that coming up here. And also, I do want to make sure that you know about Intercoin, which is a speculative investment, right? Like, we are clear with you. Intercoin is something that we think is a good idea. And we have done some due diligence into this thing. And I suspect Kim Kardashian did not do any due diligence. We've done some due diligence. They seem to have a good team over at Intercoin, and they've got an interesting vision. It's something that's not been talked about before, whereas I've got the vision pulled up for Ethereum Max here, and we'll go over that in just a moment. But Intercoin has, it's an interesting concept, the idea to have communities with their own currency where they can set the rules, and then they can exchange between them and other community currencies. And Intercoin's been helping businesses and organizations launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. And now they are doing that with their investor token, which you can get at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. And, of course, with any cryptocurrency, with anything like this, you do want to make sure that you only put in what you can afford to lose because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. But with just an email address, that's all you need over at xmarkets.com. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world.
Can I just say one thing about Intercoin?
Sure.
One thing I think is really cool about it is I always remember in high school there was this thing going on in Africa called Kony 2012.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's
and it was,
right.
It was fake, right?
Well, there was really a bad guy out there named Kony, and he was like a warlord guy, and he was using children for warriors. But I remember the topic coming up over and over again, people saying, I want to give to them, but there was a bunch of scams where people were making, I don't know if it was GoFundMes, but things like GoFundMe, people were giving money to it, and it actually wasn't going to the victims.
Hmm.
Well, with Intercoin, one of the cool things that could come about in the future with Intercoin would be, like, if there is a Haiti coin and there's another earthquake in Haiti, you know that you will be able to give money directly to the people using that coin, instead of wondering where it goes, like Kony 2012.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, but it's only a concept right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the early, early stages. The token that exists is just simply an investor token. It's for people that like this vision of Intercoin and want to put some of their crypto value behind it, and they want to see it go somewhere, you know. And maybe it will. I hope it does. I think it's interesting. We've, you know, had some people look into it, and we think it's an interesting concept, but we're not financial advisors, and we can't give you, you know, advice. You decide what to do and take your risks. But check out intercoin.org to learn more about their vision over there. And then you have what is clearly a pump and dump scam, where, and just for the record, we are being paid in Intercoin. So they didn't give us like $1 million or anything like that. We got paid in Intercoin before you could even buy or sell it. We can't even really, it's very hard to for us to even unlock it and do anything with it. But with Ethereum Max, and that is what they've been promoting over the summer of 2021, Kim Kardashian and boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr., as well as a basketball player named Paul Pierce, according to Observer.com, were hired to pimp this coin And now a class action suit's been filed in district court for the Central District of California January 7th, claiming that executives of the cryptocurrency company Ethereum Max, in collaboration with those three promoters, sought to enrich themselves by making, quote, false and misleading statements, unquote, about the company's digital token EMAX through social media advertisements and other promotional activities that reached hundreds of millions of potential investors. Ethereum Max launched EMAX on May 14th of 2021, and the amount of value for this token is so small it's hard to describe, right? So the number of zeros when it launched looks like when after the decimal point here, 7 zeros and then a few numbers. So not worth a whole lot. Total transaction volume of $16 million. Within weeks, the token's value spiked by as much as 1,370% thanks to the celebrity endorsements before crashing over 99%.
Aye.
Plaintiffs allege that Ethereum Max paid its celebrity endorsers millions of dollars to promote the tokens on their social media channels. In May of 2021, Pierce tweeted to his 4 million followers claiming he had made money from the token. In June, Kardashian promoted EMAX on her Instagram to what they claim was 250 million followers. In the same month, Mayweather was promoting the token at the Bitcoin conference in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Charles Randall, chair of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, said during an economic crime conference that Kardashian's Ethereum Max post was possibly, quote, the financial promotion with the single biggest audience reach in history.
Wow.
And he told the BBC at the time that her Instagram post was, quote, simply intended to raise awareness of the project and its utility.
I don't think that could be a true statement, because there was that time in 2020 when somebody got into a whole bunch of celebrities and even the president's, president's Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And got them to buy some kind of crypto or something like that. Send them crypto.
Yeah,
so
I remember that.
That's a way bigger audience.
That's a great point. But maybe, it's just a bureaucrat talking tough, basically. But Ethereum Max also promoted the token on a boxing website, offering incentives such as orders over $5,000 will receive authentic signed Floyd Mayweather boxing gloves and two front row ringside tickets available exclusively for Ethereum Max purchase, according to the lawsuit.
Well, I wonder if that was true.
However, after the promotional period ended, EMAX's value was immediately on a free fall. By mid-July, the token had tumbled 98% from its peak, and by August 1st, transaction volume, meaning the amount of transactions going on a daily basis, had plummeted by more than 99% from its initial capital, and it has not recovered much since then.
But I'm wondering if anything that they did was actually illegal. Like, is this actually illegal?
Well, and that's an excellent question, because the old statement in the market is buyer beware. And I think that it should be legal for these questionable businesses to do these things with these promoters, and people need to learn to be curious and to be questioning and to not believe whatever it is that they hear out there, and to do their own research and to learn about things before they get into them. I don't think there should be a crime, but you ask a good question. I don't know. I don't know what the various different rules are about, as long as they said it was an advertisement or it was obviously a sponsorship.
They had hashtag ad, which I remember in like 2015, the Kardashians were getting all kinds of drama because they would promote things and not say it was
an
ad.
An advertisement.
And then like the government came down and was like, they must put hashtag ad on things that are ads. So that was all it.
And I think that's kind of stupid, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So I don't think that the people filing this lawsuit should have a leg to stand on. But it's still worth talking about it, because these scams are out there and people do need to be aware of them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops to Romania, Germany, and Poland in answer to Russia continuing to build up military around Ukraine. Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger joins Fox News, where he was asked if this move will deter Russia. He thinks Russia is posturing the invasion because of its view of the Biden administration.
You have to look at the administration and see the weakness on energy policy on the Nord Stream pipeline, the weakness right here at home on our southern border, weakness when we had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. So while the troops may send a strong signal to Russia, to Putin, deterrence happens every single day, and the president has been weak.
President Biden is set to be in New York City on Thursday to meet with Mayor Eric Adams to discuss gun violence. USA Radio News. The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The team formerly known as the Washington Redskins has a new name.
The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Ethereum Max alleged scam coin. What happened with some of these promoters like Kim Kardashian? They're being sued over their promotion of this thing. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio here tonight. Also, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there. In fact, we've got our own social media platform that we run on our server, so it is not something where, you know, big tech, big media is in charge of it. We're running the thing, and that means you've got more freedom to speak over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. Plus, it's a Mastodon platform, which means it is federated into the other Mastodons around the planet, and so you can reach other people on other Mastodon platforms, and there are thousands of those things out there. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about this Ethereum Max alleged scam coin here in just a moment, but Scott is first up and calling from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I kind of wanted to, I was interested in the dollar cost average of kind of buying that approach to buying, say, Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And
sure.
I was just kind of checking it out, and I thought it was pretty interesting that it kind of says, like, you're kind of, most people doing, like, a 401k, that's kind of the same kind of strategy here. But I was just kind of wondering about the math of it all, that if more people were doing a dollar cost averaging of buying in, buying crypto, just buying, you know, at regular intervals, a certain amount that you can do. Like, it just seems like everybody's gonna mathematically tend to benefit more, and it would be more stable. I thought that was.
Well, I'll say this.
Kind of interesting.
I mean, like I said, I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, but to me, the dollar cost averaging makes sense. It's simple. You don't have to think real hard about it. And that's kind of the idea, is you just, all you decide is, what can you afford to put in to the thing? In this case, let's just say we're talking about Bitcoin, BTC, the original, the granddaddy of all cryptocurrencies. What can you afford to put in? Remember, don't put in what you can't afford to lose, because it could go down. But over the history of Bitcoin, over the 13 years it's been in existence, it has gone up over time, generally.
So there's also this thing called the FOMO crypto calendar, and you can put, like, if I invested $100 6 years ago, how it would calculate for you how much money you would have made.
Right. There's something like that, but it's actually specifically about dollar cost averaging. And it's a website called DCA, as in dollar cost average, BTC, like Bitcoin. So DCABTC.com. And there you can put in, let's say, you can afford $20 a week.
Yeah.
You can afford, you know, you cut back on the alcohol, cut back on the cigarettes or whatever, right? Like your Starbucks habit. And you can put aside $20 a week to put into to Bitcoin specifically. And then you tell it, okay, well, I want to do this on a weekly basis or every 2 weeks. You know, how often do you get paid? Some people get paid every 2 weeks. It makes it easy for them. And then you set the amount of time. So, okay, well, let's say I've done it for 3 years. Starting 3 years ago, what would that be? Well, according to this, if you had done that, you would have invested $3,140 of your paychecks. And the total percent change, according to this, is 409%, based on what I'm seeing here. Yeah, 409% up over 3 years. So you would then have a total of $15,987 worth of Bitcoin if you had put in $20 every week for the last 3 years.
Not too bad.
That's not bad. Now, again, there's no guarantees.
Yeah,
it just so happens that Bitcoin tends to go up over time. Now, that may stop tomorrow. So that's why I say don't put in anything more than you can afford to lose. What's that, Bonnie?
I just don't think we're answering his question, though. His question is, would Bitcoin be more stable and go up more if people were all dollar cost averaging? And I just don't know the answer.
Was that the question, Scott?
I guess I didn't really formulate a question, but I was kind of wondering what you guys kind of thought on that. So that reads what I was thinking.
Well, I think to answer your question, Bonnie, or to address that, sure, the more people that get interested in Bitcoin, the better off it's going to be. I mean, obviously that's true. If more people start to accept it at their business, if more people start to value it as something that they can use, you know, as something to hold on to and hope that it goes up in value, or better yet, actually use it as peer-to-peer electronic cash, which is what it was intended to be, although there's some reasons why that's more difficult these days that we don't need to get into here. But over time, this has been a very successful form of putting $20 a week or $50 a week or whatever you can afford to do. It makes sense. And the idea is, you don't stress over, oh my God, am I going to invest at the right time? Am I going to buy it? Because it could go down tomorrow. So that's the thing you don't want to do, is you don't want to take your life savings and pick a day and say, all right, this feels like a good day, and just dump in, you know, $10,000 or whatever you have saved up all at once, because then you know it. I mean, just like I don't know what, if it's Murphy's Law or what law it is, the law of Bitcoin investing. As soon as you put a big bunch of money
it's going to drop.
It just drops off a cliff, and then you just are so frustrated, and then people freak out and they sell at the bottom and then they lose, because you don't lose until you sell.
But I think that actually he might be onto something. If more people heard about dollar cost averaging, maybe overall Bitcoin would be more stable and go up more over time, because people wouldn't be doing that. Like, I just lost a whole bunch, I have to sell.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Oh, that's what a dollar cost averaging avoids. You don't put everything in at once. You just create an amount on a weekly basis and you just get into that habit. All right, it's Friday. All right, I'm going to go ahead and buy the Bitcoin. Okay.
But it's just really hard to know why the market does what it does. There's probably millions of people using it.
And it's so intricate, too. It's really hard to understand the ins and outs of things like this.
So the idea being, with dollar cost averaging, you just set that amount and you just stick to it. And then that way, over time, you're just accumulating little bits on top of little bits, and it all adds up over time. And if you hold on to it, and, you know, you don't freak out if there's a big drop, because a lot of the time, every time there's been a big drop, sometimes you have to wait 3 years, but it comes back up.
Yeah.
Now, there's no guarantee. Again, this could be the end, right? Tomorrow, Bitcoin could start going down and never recover. There could be some other crypto that takes its crown, right? There could be Ethereum Max could rise. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But, Scott, anything else you want to share tonight?
I thought that, you know, that concept for going for, like, not necessarily even Bitcoin, but any coin you said, you know, could rise up and be more popular just because it's tied into being more useful, or we can use it easier peer-to-peer or something like that. And so other cryptos, too, we could kind of, if people would, you know, just use that dollar cost average philosophy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan. Scott, thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. You know, I wish somebody would make a multi-crypto dollar cost averaging site.
I just started wondering if there was one for Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I mean, there might be one. I just, you know, when you look for dollar cost averaging Bitcoin, you're going to get the ones that unfortunately only have Bitcoin on it. So they're clearly Bitcoin maximalist people that believe that this is the one true Bitcoin, one true cryptocurrency, and there shall be no others. Those are the people that I think are behind the site.
So did they officially kill Bitcoin SV? Because I've been hearing that no exchanges have Bitcoin SV anymore.
Really?
Oh,
I doubt that.
I doubt that. They have been kicked off a bunch of exchanges, but that happened early on with Bitcoin SV. So you're talking about one of the forks of Bitcoin. It's currently the number 66 crypto by market cap. And according to CoinGecko.com, there are dozens and dozens of exchanges that support it. It's just some of the majors don't. So you have to kind of look around. You'll find it. All right, we got more coming up here. What about this Ethereum Max thing? Could it rise up? Could it dethrone Bitcoin? I'm just going to go ahead and say no. There's no chance whatsoever that Ethereum Max can rise up and do anything, because it's garbage. But we got more to say about it on the way here, and how to, you know, assess these things is also an important thing. It's free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So we were talking about the idea of having some integrity when you strike out on your own and you're doing your own thing and you don't have a boss anymore, but then there's these people that want to use you if you've created a platform for yourself, as these internet celebrity types have done, such as Kim Kardashian with 250 million followers, apparently on just her Instagram, at least according to the story here at Observer.com, where 7 or 8 months ago, late May, she was promoting this thing that she probably doesn't really know anything about.
Probably not.
Ethereum Max. And Ethereum Max shot up in price because a bunch of people said, oh, well, Kim Kardashian says I should get this thing. So they went out and they got it.
Do you have the exact quote of the Instagram story? Because I remember it was so funny. It was just so silly. It was like, do you guys do crypto? My friend told me about Ethereum Max.
Sounds like it's a drug. Hey, do you guys want to do some crypto?
I don't remember if that's exactly what it was, but it was just that silly.
I don't have it handy. I imagine somebody could find it. But according to this story here, she and Floyd Mayweather, who's a boxer.
Allegedly illiterate.
And some other internet folks promoted this thing, and so the price shot up. And then after the promotional period ended, it fell. And so whoever the creators of Ethereum Max were probably made big, big money because they got it at near zero price. And then when it shot up, they sold. And then they, you know, cashed out and they made it big. And then a bunch of people lost pretty hard. And so now some people are claiming that this is a scam. And so they're suing the Ethereum Max company. Apparently there's some sort of company behind this. And they're suing, I believe, also Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather. They claim in this lawsuit that, quote, Ethereum Max's entire business model relies on using constant marketing and promotional activities, often from trusted celebrities, to dupe potential investors into trusting the financial opportunities available with EMAX tokens. Ethereum Max's executives, quote, touted the prospects of the company and the ability for investors to make significant returns due to the favorable tokenomics of the EMAX tokens. In truth, defendants marketed the EMAX tokens to investors so they could sell their portion of the float for a profit.
Well, I wonder if they would have to prove that, like, if they were going after Kim Kardashian specifically, for example, would they have to prove that Kim Kardashian held Ethereum Max? Because their argument is that they promoted it to then dump it, right? Oh, and I have the quote if you want me to read it.
Sure, go ahead.
Are you guys into crypto? Question mark, question mark, question mark. This is not financial advice, but sharing what my friends just told me about the Ethereum Max token.
Her friends who paid her.
A few minutes ago, Ethereum Max burned 400 trillion tokens, literally 50% of their admin wallet, giving back to the entire EMAX community. And then there's hashtag, a whole bunch of hashtags, and then hashtag ad.
So it sounds to me that they can't, based on what I just heard, I don't think that they really have any ground to sue her, because she said she wasn't a financial advisor.
She did.
It says hashtag ad.
Clearly an ad.
I mean...
Yeah, I don't think... I think their lawsuit's probably going to get kicked out of court if they're just suing Kim Kardashian. If they're suing Ethereum Max, maybe they've got something to stand
maybe.
On. But, you know, Ethereum Max is going to say, oh, well, you know, we're just promoting a legitimate token. Our token's as legitimate as any other token, which, as we pointed out earlier, anyone can create by pressing a few buttons.
If I ever... Sorry, if I ever had the opportunity to, like, interview Kim Kardashian and be like, what does it mean that they... burn 400 trillion tokens.
She wouldn't have anything.
Yes, she would not know what that means.
No idea what that means. For listeners that don't know what that means is it's the reason why they promoted it that way is the idea is, well, this thing has a value. And so if we get rid of a bunch of the tokens, so they made, I don't know how many billions of these, you know, or trillions or whatever these tokens exist, but if we destroy some amount of them, then that means the other ones that are left will be worth more.
Yeah.
And that's not always true. In fact, I don't know how often that even is true.
Mm.
In theory, it's true. Like, on something where there's, like, a constant demand where, like, Bitcoin, for instance, if all of a sudden tomorrow half of the Bitcoin supply vaporized and you could never get it again, it was just completely gone, that might actually push the price up because there's enough of, like, a demand in the marketplace that's constantly wanting this thing, and now all of a sudden there's not as much of it. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. But these little coins that are basically meaningless as far as their total value is concerned, as far as the interest in it is concerned, you can burn half of these things and watch the price drop afterwards. There's no guarantee that the price is going to go up. And indeed, the price dropped after it went up and a bunch of people lost some money. Sandra Radna, a New York-based attorney, said, quote, the reality is everyday speculative investors think they're going to be the next crypto billionaire, and they're often risking their family's financial stability to do it. And that is their fault.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of really questionable opportunities out there. Ethereum Max is just the one that, you know, was smart enough to hire Kim Kardashian to promote their alleged scam. And there's literally thousands of these things out there. There are pyramid scams. There's so many different things out there that cryptocurrency, it's got so much positive for what it can do for the world, but like all technology, there's always that double-edged sword. There's always a negative side. There's a darker side to it, and that is that anyone can do things with it. They don't have to ask permission.
And it's like, do people really need to be told that they shouldn't invest their entire life savings? Like, don't invest your kid's college fund into one sole thing. You know, like, test it out. Put a little bit in, because when you lose that money, it's nobody's fault except for yours. It's not like, technically, somebody did not steal this money from them. They might have been misled, but they voluntarily bought something and then got screwed over.
I think you would have to know nothing about cryptocurrency in order to have been scammed by this. If you were only, if the only way you heard about it was through either Kim Kardashian or your favorite boxer's Instagram. Right. And the idea of spending enough of my money to where it would literally hurt my financial situation on something that I knew nothing about except for an Instagram post by Kim Kardashian, I can't even imagine being that dumb.
Well, I mean, people idolize celebrities, right? Like, yeah. She's the 8th most followed person on Instagram. So it's like people are worshiping celebrities. So
right, they don't follow her for her intelligence.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think they're very intelligent, right. But
she is a good businesswoman, so they might have just been like, oh, she did it, so I'm going to do it too. But that's mm-hmm. just stupidity. I can't even imagine
but
being
that's
that
the
stupid.
Thing. She didn't say she did it.
Well, yeah. My friends told me about this.
Right, she didn't say, I just bought this token. She just promoted the token.
She just talked about it. That is true.
And that's why I think that this lawsuit doesn't really have a leg to stand on, because mm-hmm. everything she said in that ad, none of it really seemed to be a lie. You know, somebody did tell her about it. She said it was an ad. She never said that she personally invested in it. She didn't even really claim to know anything about it, so.
Ethereum Max dismissed the allegations in a statement posted on their Twitter account saying, quote, the deceptive narrative associated with the recent allegations is riddled with misinformation about the Ethereum Max project. We dispute the allegations and look forward to the truth coming out. So, I, of course, wondered, how's this project coming along? So I pulled up the website for it, which is ethereummax.org. Again, they're not a sponsor, nor would we accept their sponsorship. But their website has always been, and it's got, it looks nicer now. It's always been a nice-looking site. So they spent some good money on a good designer. They definitely know how to make an attractive-looking site. But it's just full of market speak. Mm. It's full of this word salad. I'm going to read this to you, ladies. Just one paragraph, okay?
Okay.
From their vision, from their white paper, which they didn't even have, by the way, at the time when Kim Kardashian was promoting this. The white paper just came out in, like, quarter three or quarter four of 2022 or 2021. Our vision is to build a robust and scalable ecosystem that fully maximizes the power of DeFi, creating a wide range of products for our community that encompasses everything from a deflationary token and a core stablecoin for processing payments to cutting-edge NFTs and exclusive events for our community. The ecosystem is intentionally designed to be interwoven with benefits that scale and evolve over time to help empower our holders to thrive in the new digital economy.
Just a bunch of buzzwords.
That's all that is.
And it's still going down in value the whole time, so how can they claim to be scaling or
ecosystem?
It's yeah, they literally took a bunch of DeFi or decentralized finance buzzwords, threw them into a paragraph, and said, we've got a crypto token. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the way and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.